Today's daf is Nun Ches, and I guess a good place to begin is the end of Nun Zayin and Beis. We're in the middle of a sugya about Yesh Chupal Psulos or Lav. So the Gemara all the way in the bottom of Nun Zayin says Amar Rami Bar Chama Yesh Chupal Psulos Banim Lachlokes Rabbi Meir Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. This discussion about whether or not to chup is chal when there is a case of psulos, for example, a Kohen Gadol who marries an Almana, there's a chup is a chal, is really subject to Machlokes Tanayim between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara on top of Chesam and Aleph explains that, according to Rabbi Meir, already we saw this opinion in Rabbi Meir, Damar Kedushin Pashle, Chupinami Pashle, he says, so Rashi explains the top line, the Rabbi Meir, Damar Kedushin Pashle, Chupa Blo Kedushin Nami Pashle, that if he holds that Kedushin in general, Kedushin of someone who's Pashle, a Kohen Gadol and Almana, for example, that Kedushin is not Chal, so too, a Chupa without Kedushin, what's the case of Chuppah Psulim? That's yesterday's daf, that there's Chuppah without Kedushin, or Chuppah and Chuppah without Bia, with an Almana, with a Kohen Gadol Almana, which is a Pasul, that would be Pasul as well. That's the connection. They think, if you think Kedushin Psulim is Pasul, then so too a Chuppah Psulim will be Pasul as well. That's what the Gemara thinks right now, according to Rabbi Meir.
Can I ask a question? When we learned yesterday, It says, Ben Bikdusha Kai, Ben Da Bikdusha Tekai. When it's Bikdusha Tekai, Da Bikdusha Tekai, is it the same machlokes as Yeshkupa Vitsuva Samas? Is it the same?
Garen?
What?
By the case of Garen?
That was by Psua Daka, right?
Right, by Psua Daka.
That's a different discussion. That's the status of what a Psua Daka is, a Kohen. Psua Daka, whether or not he's Kedusha Kohen or not.
Right.
There's a different discussion when a Kohen marries a Pasul, someone who's Pasul to him, whether or not that Chuppah will be Chal, and whether or not they can eat Truma, the woman.
But we're comparing the Amar who says that to this. Is that what we're doing? The one who says one, or it's totally independent?
I'm not sure. I don't think the Gemara ever connected it to them. Okay. They're similar in that there's a different types of Kohanim, eating Truma and Psulim. Yeah. One's the Kohen himself before his Pasul. Here, the Kohen himself is kosher, but he's marrying someone who's pasul to him. Will that allow her to be able to eat truma or not? Correct. So we're talking about a case of if chuppah was performed without kedushin, is that chuppah going to be chal? That was the question. And then, will the woman be allowed to eat truma or not? So that's a machlokes Rabbi Meir, they think now. Rabbi Meir, who holds in general that kedushin of someone who's pasul is not chal, they think chuppah also, without anything else, it's going to be puzzle as well. But just look at that next Rashi in Nun Chesam Nalf, the second line down. Chupa eno kone, below kesef oshtar o kedusha bia, kedusha beper kamen kedushin. If chupa is not preceded by any maisa kedushin, so the chupa won't be chal either. That's all according to Rabbi Meir. But then the Gemara says, le Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, damri kedushin, lo pasla chupa, lo pasla, that kedushin is not going to disqualify, that the it will allow the woman to eat truma, even though it's kedushin of psulim. So chuppah nami lo pasla, so too chuppah alone will not disqualify her from eating truma. So I believe what we're talking about here is not that she's allowed to eat truma currently during this marriage or not. I think the discussion is whether she's disqualified from ever eating truma if she were to marry someone who is kosher truma, like a kohen hedyot. I believe that's the discussion. Is that agreed upon by you guys?
Whether it makes her into a challah.
Exactly, right. That's a shala, right? Right. So again, so that's the question. So normally if a woman marries someone who's pasul to her, it normally makes her into a challah. So the question is, are these actions enough to disqualify making her a challah if she were to marry another kohen who's kasher to her? So an amana marries a kohen gadol, full-fledged marriage, which is asur to her. She becomes a challah right away, and if she goes ahead to marry a kohen hedyot, she's not allowed to eat chumah. The question is here, if she just does chuppah with the Kohen Gadol without any kedushin beforehand, is chuppah in a vacuum any significance? So that's the machlokas. So Gemara thinks that machlokas, whether or not chuppah alone, her to Kohen Gadol, that alone, without kedushin, will that disqualify her or not, depends on whether you hold by kedushin. If Kohen Gadol does kedushin with her alone, is that going to make her halala or not? Those two depend on each other. That's the Gemara thinks.
Why Kohen Gadol will do such a thing to begin with?
That's it. We don't do the why.
He's a Kohen Gadol. He knows the rules, I believe.
Right. Well, the Gemara Numa tells us that Lal Kohen Gadol were not very good. They bought the position of Kohen Gadol, many of them, and many of them.
He has less than a year to live, so he might as well.
Exactly, right, right. We said. Right. Okay. So the Gemara now says, after suggesting that, the Gemara says it's not really true. It's not true that these two machlokasim are dependent on each other. Why? So the Gemara says, three lines down, umimai, who says they're connected? Dilma ad kan lo kama Rabbi Meir Hasan. Maybe only by Kedushin, Rabbi Meir says, that Kedushin of a psula does disqualify her. Ela b'kedushin dekanile, because the Kedushin is chal. If you, a Kohen Gadol, marries an almana with kesef Kedushin, or shtar Kedushin, or bia Kedushin, that is actually chal. There's a chalos there, so she's going to be disqualified. Ella, in this case, aval chupa de lo kanile, lo, chupa, if you create a chupa without having a pre-existing Kedushin, there's not going to be a good chupa. There's nothing chal, nothing takes place. So why would a chupa walking under the canopy with another woman, which has no halachic significance, won't create anything? And therefore, Rabbi Meir in this case will think she will not be disqualified from a chupa alone. Inami, alternatively, I say the other way. Ad kan lo kamri Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Hassam, they only hold by the case of Kedushin, Elab Kedushin delo krivi lebiya. That does not disqualify the Kedushin. The Kedushin does not disqualify the woman, because Kedushin is not close to Bia. It's still, you're still missing a whole chuppah. It's very, very far from Bia, because usually it's the Bia that disqualifies the woman. Here, Kedushin is too far away from that. Aval chuppah, the krivi lebiya chuppah, which is typically associated with the step before Bia, or Bia itself, so that's very similar to Bia. Hachanami de Pasli here, even though by Kedushin they think it will not disqualify such a woman, when it comes to chuppah, they think it will disqualify the chuppah, the woman, and therefore these two machokasim are not dependent on each other. But the Gemara says, El-Ikel Meimar, if you want to suggest that the discussion of chuppah bepsulos or not is going to be dependent on a machokas tanaim, say the following, Bepluks dahani tanai, the following tanaim most likely will depend on the nature of a chuppah bepsulos. What's the machlokas tanaim? The Tanya. The Braisa says, Nisu zuvizu ksheros upsulos. If a Kohen were to marry both ksheros and psulos, or another scenario, shenichnesu lechuppah v'lo nivalu, or they're going to go underneath the chuppah but not perform bia. Either of these cases, ochlos mishalo v'ochlos mitshuma. So the woman, the halacha is that a woman, this is a Gemara in Ksubis, we'll see this in next Masechta, that once they enter the chuppah, the husband's responsible to start paying for her mizonos. He has to support her. So, and also, he's allowed to eat chuma. If he's a kohen, when he supports her, he has to start giving her chuma. So let's say the Gemara Ksubas tells us they we're going to get engaged. Now they're going to do Eirusin, and they have to set 12-month period to get married. That's how it used to work. So if 12 months come, let's say, and for whatever reason he's not able to come up with the money, or he can't get the act together and can't get a wedding, he has to start supporting her after 12 months, even if they're not married yet. And if he's a Kohen, he gives her chuma. So the Gemara says here also, if they had chuppah but did not have bia, so they're not actually married yet, that's still enough of a stage to have him responsible to pay for her, to support her, even with chuma. Okay, that's the braisa.
In a case where it didn't have kedushin.
In a case where there's no kedushin. Well, we don't know yet. The Gemara doesn't know yet what the case is.
According to here, the case of Yeshchuppah Lepsudos is mm-hmm. a case where a Kohen Gadol marries an almana that is a bad Kohen.
That's what it's talking about?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then
she goes back to her father's house.
So if she cannot go back, it's making her possible to go back to her father's house. That's uh-huh. the case of the Gemara.
Not that if she marries another Kohen Gadol. No. Right.
Here it says, Rabbi Shmuel Oskim Bemikresh, Kohen Gadol Yechnis Almana, Bat Kohen Lechupa, Ach Lo Baaleya, Vegam Lo Kidesh Ota Lifnei Kohen. Rabbi Sabar Shechupa Zu Meoida Lipsol Et Haisha Melechol Bitrumat Beit Aviv.
I see, okay.
Rashi says that in the Mishnah by the case of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon arguing. But in theory, you would think the same Sfarish.
Even to Bas Yisrael.
Yeah, but I think that the case here is that specifically, I mean, I'm going to.
Okay, so the Gemara, now analyzing this Brisa, so if a Kohen marries either Ksheros, someone who's kosher to him, or someone who's possible to him, or they go under the chuppah v'lo nivalu, she's still allowed to eat from his and even eat truma, so she's not disqualified from a chuppah alone, chuppah v'lo biya. So Gemara, before presenting the second opinion, says, wait a second. nichnasu mechlad de nisu nisu mamish. So what does it mean nichnasu? It said the second case is nichnasu l'chuppah. So if the second case is nichnasu l'chuppah velo nivalu, that implies the first case of nisu is nisu mamish. So the Gemara says, what's the problem with that? So look at Rashi, three lines down, the last word on the line is mechlal. Mechlal de nisu mamish bevila. There's in the first case is where there's mamish bia. Wait a second. Everyone holds the Kohen Gadol is nivla. If the Amana is nivla from the Kohen Gadol, everybody's going to agree that she is actually going to be pasul. How could there be an opinion here in the Tanakhama that even after nisu, for understanding nisu to mean be a mamish, that she won't be pasul from Chuma? Of course, she's going to be pasul from Chuma. So that's why the Gemara says it can't be nisu mamish. So the Gemara is now grouping together the first half of this brisa is not two different cases. What we're saying is nisu, what it means, we're being mefarish. Nisu means nichnasu l'chuppah v'lo nivalu. If they went to the chuppah and were not nivalu, the Katani says the Gemara ochlos mishalov ochlos b'chuma. So the Tanakhama thinks that if this chuppah without beer, one's allowed to eat the chuma. So we see that chuppah alone does not passel the Bas Kohen now, Almana. That's Tanakhama. Then Rabbi Shmuel Beno, Shabbi Yochanan Ben Broko, Omer, Kol Shabbiasa Machilasa, Chupasa Machilasa. Anything where the Bia would be a good Bia and would allow the wife to now eat. So let's say Kohen Gadol married a Pnuya who was never married before. So if the Bia would allow him to feed her, Chuma, so to the Chupa without Bia would allow him to feed her. But the Chol Shein Biasa Machilasa, but if any relationship where if there was to be Bia would not allow him to feed her the Chuma, Ein Chupasa Machilasa, so too the Chupa would not allow him to feed her Chuma. In other words, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that if a Kohen Gadol were to form Bia with a Almana, he could not feed her Chuma, so too if a Kohen Gadol were to perform Chupa alone with the Almana, he would not be allowed to feed her Chuma. As opposed to Tanakhama felt that chuppah without bia, he may feed her chuma. So this is a very mefurish mechlokas here about chuppah bepsulos, whether you feed chuma to her or not. So the Gemara says, wait a second, is this really true that this brice we just presented is really the question of chuppah bepsulos? Mimai, how do you know this? Dilma Rabbi Shmuel Benosha Rabbi Yochanan Broker, the second opinion holds Rabbi Meir. Disvile, Damar Kedushin, Lo Achla, that he holds that Kedushin, you're not able to feed her. Hi, so that's what he holds. Kedushin lo achla. Maybe this is really referring to, not chuppah, maybe this is referring to Kedushin, the state of Kedushin, the Kedushin of Psulos.
Why would you think so?
But the Gemara is going to say that, the Gemara is about to ask that, it's very strange to think that. The Gemara is going to say it doesn't say anything about Kedushin, it talks about chuppah. So the Gemara says that's a very strange havamina, because if that's the case, hi, kol, she'ein biyasa machilasa, in chupasa machilasa, that's what it says. It should have said, according to you, kol shein biyasa machilasa, ein kaspa machilasa mi baile. It should have spoke about kaspa, talking about kedushin, not talking about chupa. So clearly, that wasn't the intention of the brisa. So I said, no, maybe it can be. So why they use a lashon of chupa if they really meant kasap? It's possible. I did amar tanakama chupa. Since the tanakama was using the phrase of chupa, amar ihu nami chupa. Rabbi Shmuel Benol, Rabbi Yochanan Broker also used the language of chuppah, even though he really meant kedushin. Again, a strange explanation, but that's what the Gemara suggests.
So according to Oman, the Amar we go according to the end of the result of the chuppah, which is going to be bia, and according to that, we go to the present stage, which he didn't have bia yet. That would be basically the.
That's what the machlokas is. According to Tanakhama, they're both talking about whether chuppah alone has
that
ability.
One holds that since chuppah leads to bia, so it's like he had bia already.
Uh-huh.
And the other
right.
one probably holds that, no, we only look at what the current situation
exactly,
is.
Exactly, right, about. Right. Okay. Now, by the way, just going to what your point you were saying before, that we're talking about Almana Bas Kohen, look at Rashi, Ein Chupasa Machilasa. This is four narrow lines down in Rashi. In Chupasa Machilasa, he says, in Bas Yisrael, we're talking about Bas Yisrael now. Valiba, the Mishnah Achorna, the Tanah, the Mishnah in Ksuvis. Based in Shacharim, a later based in, Amru, Ein Ha'isha, Ocheles, B'chuma, Achit, Tikhanes, L'chuppa. That the woman, Bas Yisrael, is only able to eat chuma once she enters into Chuppa. Vamar, Rabbi Shmuel, B'chuppa, Psula, ina machalas. But when it comes to chuppah psula, it does not allow her to eat. V'adin bia, so too bia. Midamakish chuppah labia, from the fact that the hekesh of chuppah labia, mash v'din bas koinhi, chuppah posalta kibiasa. It sounds like we're learning from a case of bas yisro, but we're trying, as what you're saying, prove to a case of bas koin whether it disqualifies her from eating truma anymore when she returns back to her father's house. Okay. So then the Gemara says, so in the end of the day, we thought that this last brisa may have been a good machlokas tanaim that connected to whether chuppah posos. That's the end. Even though it seemed a little bit, it's a bit of a stretch, that seems how the Gemara concludes right now. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Am, Rav Amon comes along and says, Ho mils amar lan Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said something to us. Vaha nihiru la'ayinayim mimasisin, and open their eyes up from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yesh chuppah l'psulos. One Mishnah apparently explicitly writes that there is chuppah for psulos and will disqualify her. She will become a halala, and when the Bas Kohen goes back to her father's house, may not eat from the truma. And then he quotes another brisa, the Tana Tuna. May this is the Raya, actually. The Tana Tuna, what's the brisa? Says the Mishnah in Sota. Amen. So it says, Rashi tells us, it says Amen twice. You see Rashi, Amen. Amen Trey Zimna L'Rablos Kohani. Why did it say Amen twice in the Pesukim? To include the following cases. When she drinks, when she says the whole statement of before she drinks the Mesota, she has to say Amen to the Shua. So what does it mean? Amen Shloshati Siyarusa. When I was engaged to you, I was not Mizana with anybody else. And V'nusua. And when I was married to you, I was not involved with anybody else. And Shemeres Yavam, and if I were to be Shemeres Yavam, where her husband died, and she was waiting for her brother-in-law to perform either Yibum or Chalitza, that too I was not Mizana. Uchanusa, and when there was marriage again, there wasn't any Znus. So Rashi just explained, look at Rashi, Shemeres Yavam Uchanusa, Kolomar Im Haisa Yivamto, if she was a Yivama, the Kansa Hayavam, and the Yavam were to be Kansu, and marry her, performing Yibum, Mashke Oso, he's able to give her Mesota, force her to drink the waters. Umashbia, and he makes her make a Shavua, Af Alistira, Shinistra B'Oda Shemeres Yavam. While she was there waiting for one of the brothers to perform the mitzvah of Yibam, she was, let's say, one of the brother gave her Kinoi and Stira. Umayim Botkin Oso Alshtein, and the water does check on any Stira that may have happened while she was at Shemeres Yavam. Deha, says Rashi, continuing, Izanai ba'oda Shemeres Yavam Asurolav. And if she was Mizana with another man while she was Shemeres Yavam, she would be Asur to the Yavam. Uch Rabbi Kiva Mokminon Lab, Mesecha Sota, Damar Ein Kedushin Tovsin B'chayev Elavim, that Rabbi Kiva holds that by Chayev Elavim, the Kedushin is Nechal. Dimashvila Yavama Lashuk Eishes Ish. So the Yavama to the Shuk is like an Eishes Ish. V'chihecha the Eishes Ish. Misasra agavra biznus, just like a married woman who's mizana with another man, she's also now to her husband and to the man she was with. Shemeres yavam osanami misasra yavama, she becomes aser to the yavam who's now playing the role of the husband almost. Very interesting din. The chaim de misasra le bas kinehu. Since she's subject to becoming aser to him, she has a din of eishes ish. He also has the ability to be kino and steer her and the whole process of sota.
That's interesting because. But if she says, okay, I did it. She's not high of anything. She's just open to everybody else, and that's it.
If she says she was mezana, so that'd be an issue of shavin afshiachita chadisur. Right? She's not able to. We don't really believe her, but we have to believe her for herself with respect to what she said about herself.
Let's say she says, I'm not gonna drink. I actually had relations with some.
Okay, fine. Then she won't drink.
But she's not high of misa or anything. She just has to get chalitza, right?
I'm not sure if there's chalitza in that case. I don't know.
Or not even anything.
Might not be anything. I'm not sure.
So it's interesting because it's completely. It's not the same case as if it's an eshesish.
But if an eshesish admits it, I would imagine we have to divorce her. Also,
you
that
have to divorce her. Yeah.
Yeah. So they would be similar.
She's not high of misa. No.
No, you can be high of misa based on your own admission.
On your own, right.
Well, the only thing we could say is that, you know, Shavia Nafshe Chaticha Disur, which means that you asked it yourself, so you can't be with your husband or this other man. Now, we can't really trust you to carry out the punishment, though. Okay, so that's the brisa. So that's why we say Amen on all these cases. So now the Gemara wants to know, what's the scenario? Hi, Arusa Hechidami. What's a case where they were engaged and she has to say Amen that I wasn't Mizana while I was engaged? Ilema, if it's a case, Dikani La Kishi Arusa, if there was a kinoi, a warning, when she was in Arusa, to have a kamashkala kishi Arusa, and he makes her drink while she's still in Arusa, because they're engaged. So the case is where he says, while we're engaged, don't be that man. And she ends up being in an area that's secluded with this man, and he wants to give her mesota to drink. That's not going to work. Why? Because the Gemara tells us, about Tanan, the mission, so it tells us, Arusa, the Shomeris Yavam, lo shosis, lo nolis ksuba. A woman who's engaged and a Shomeris Yavam do not drink and they don't take their ksuba, the din of soda doesn't apply while they are still an Arusa. So it can't be a case where he gave her kinoi sira while she's in Arusa and he wanted her to drink while she is in Arusa. That's not the case. And Rashi just explains what the source is. You see, Rashi lo shosos, diba'inan tachas ishech. The halach, the psukim in Naso tell us it has to be while you are the full-fledged wife. And also Rashi says, v'lo notlus ksuba, she doesn't take the ksuba either, imkina lav nisra, if she was warned and she was in an area secluded with this man, she garmul esra es atzma olav, she caused it to herself. Why the husband responsible to pay her ksuba if she causes it all to herself? She brought this on to herself, he's not responsible to pay her ksuba. Either way, it can't be the situation of where she was engaged when they tried getting her to drink. Ella. So what's the case? Dekani la kishi arusa. So he gave her the warning, don't be with this man while she was in Arusa. Vistatra, and she went to the privacy with this man. And ukumashkala kishi nesua. So then when they got married after that fact, and then he gave her to drink while they were married, so you are mekayim the pasuk of tachas ishech, that won't work either. Mi bad kele mai, does a mai really check such a woman? Why won the water check? They're married right now. It says tachas ishech. So the Gemara quotes a brayse of Hatanya, v'naki ha'ish me'avam. The only time the waters check her properly is when he's also clear of any sin. Well, what sin did he do wrong? So the Gemara explains that bizman she'ha'ish menuka me'avam, only when he's clean of any sin, hamayim botkin, there's a water check. It's ishto. Ein ha'ish menuka me'avam, if the man is not clean of any sin, ein ma'amayim botkin, it's ishto. Okay, so what does that have to do with here? So Rashi explains here, look at Rashi, Menuka me'avon, shelo balel acha shenistra. If he gave her kinoi and their steer while she's in Arusa, he should never have married her after that fact. And he did anyways, so that was an isra. And Rashi continues to say, v'shator asar lav. Now once he gives her kinoi and steer, she's asar to lav, he nitba, says the pasuk. And he went along and married her anyways, and had bia, he violated an isra. He's not Menuka me'avon. If he's not Menuka me'avon, there is no case of the mayim is not bodkin. So it can't be a case where there was arusa, where there's a warning during arusa and the drinking during nesua, because that's not menaki ha'ish me'avon. Now there is an interesting, we'll wait on that point. So what's the case of an arusa? So the Gemara says, Ela dekani la kishi arusa. So the case was where he warned her, don't be with that man while they were arusa. Visatra, and then she ended up doing it anyway. So she went into this area of privacy with this man. They got married, but there was no bia. So if there was no bia, he did not violate an isser. So he's still menuka miyavon. But they are married, so they are considered tachas ishech. So the mayim botkin should work. We learned from all of this that yesh chuppah lipsulos. So even though she was asertim, the chuppah of the person who was asertim worked. It was considered tachas ishech, and allowed him to give her the mesota. That's the raya the Gemara wants to bring, that Rav Sheshe has brought from this braisa, this whole long mission, this whole back and forth, a proof that yesh chuppah lipsulos.
That's very strange.
Yeah, why?
Because we say arusa v'yashirotan lo shotos v'lo notos. So here, she didn't do anything after she got arusa. I mean, meaning she went into the chuppah, but her status remained the same.
No, we're saying one of the requirements
there was a kinoi, mm-hmm. and then she was meyachet, let's say. Mm-hmm. And then, so that's a situation. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards she goes into chuppah, and she didn't do anything after she did the chuppah. So the fact that she was a chuppah goes backwards and makes her punishable on something that she did when she was a rusa, when she's not supposed to be shoten?
No, I guess that's the key. It sounds like the kinoi and sira is chal, even when she's a rusa, all that works. But there seems to be a technicality, but you can't force her to drink until you're actually married. So there's still a connection between the man and the Arusa, that she has to have a certain amount of loyalty to him. And she wasn't loyal by being with this other man, of course. But for some reason, the Pesukim said you can't force her to drink until you're married. So once they get married, he can now the mafreya have her drink on what had happened before they were fully married, but they were at least engaged at that point.
Which is also not great because the guy knew what was going on and what he went to the chuppah just to should drink.
Right.
Is that what it is?
He wanted to kill her
after
breath.
Knock
her off.
Yes, that was his idea.
This is different Yesh Chopal than we said before, because before we said Yesh Chopal Epsilos was when there was no Kedushin. This is there was already Kedushin, and now you do Chopal with Abia, and that's also called Yesh Chopal Epsilos.
Ah, very good point. Very good point.
What did you say?
So initially, when we were talking about Yesh Chopal Epsilos, we're talking about
straight.
Where there was no Kedushin,
yeah.
And right there, Chopal.
Great question.
The English talks about that, but it doesn't, just says it's adding a new dimension to the case, but then it doesn't say, does that not, why does Rav Shesha still say that it's a proof? Doesn't
explain it. They can't address Adam's questions. They're too complex. no one's addressing it back here either. I guess you have to say, even though the Gemara initially was asking only about Chuppah without Kedushin, in Echnami, the same question existed in general.
Right.
Even though it seems, it's more likely Chuppah with Kedushin would be Chal, but I guess the Gemara felt. Okay, so now we are seven lines from the bottom. Amar Rava. Rava says, "V'tzivra, does this really make sense? Does this answer really make sense? What we just said? V'haki asa Rabbi Acha bar Achanina midiroma, when he came from this place from Roma, asa the icy masnisa biyada, and he brought with him a brisa. What did brisa say? Mi baladei isheich. This is a pasuk that's found in Naso. Naso is where the parsha of Sot is discussed. So what does mean mi baladei isheich? Without literally, what does it mean? Without your wife, I guess, or aside from your wife. So the drush is, mi shekidma shchivas baal leboel, v'lo shekidma shchivas boel lebaal. The only time this mesota works is if there is bia with him, the baal from the husband before there's bia from the boel. But this case we just presented, there's a chuppah v'lo nivala. There's no bia from the baal. So the mesot, this shouldn't work. Okay, you're right. It's considered tachas isheich. They're married because there's chuppah. But there's another requirement necessary for the sota. It has to be bia from the baal before there's a baal. And that wasn't the case from the question from the situation above. That was a question that Rava had challenged based on what he heard from Rabbi Acha bar Chanina. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, we could still create such a situation. What's the situation? So Amir Rami bar Chama, Mishkachas la kigon, Sheba ala arusa, so the case is that they were engaged. She was considered arusa, and there was bia. But look at Rashi. Rashi says sheba aleha arusa bebeis avia kodem mistira uliolam mitartasahi. So it has to be a case where there is bia, but it wasn't the shame nisuin.
But it doesn't work as well because it's not naki from avon.
No, because there is bia before the stira.
But still, you cannot.
Stam is not. It wouldn't be.
Yeah.
So
the drinking won't be affected.
Mm-hmm. Also, good question. I guess it's not the same level of Isser.
Menukum Navon is specifically the concept of being the Avon of being Balhar after she was miyata with another man. Isn't that the Menukum Avon?
Oh yeah.
It's not talking about
any Isser.
Generally, the guys.
No, I'm a Chayy Shabbos, specifically to be here with this woman when you're not allowed. Oh, when you're not allowed after.
Right, that's what you're saying, right.
Even before, if
you're
not
before, in before, if he would have Kavanah to be Kona her, it's not a Bia of Israel.
As Arshel said also, that Menukum Yavon only means after she's been with somebody else.
The husband's cohabitation will have come first. So yet he will be free of the sin of cohabiting with her after her seclusion.
Uh-huh. So the issue only exists after the stira. Oh. But since this bia happened before the stira, as Rashi points out, so it's not an issue of Menukum Yavon. He does Mekan the Din Menukum Yavon. And there is a bia there. But I guess you have to explain that it's a bia Shalol L'Shem Nisuin.
Yeah.
Because then it's going to be... Right. Because then it's going to be... Nesua, not Arusa.
It brings the most fresh on the bottom from Sota that also, if he is Menaif with another Isha that's a Surlo, even if it's not this one, that would also not be called Menukam Avon. Menukam Avon means a Bia Psula, not just to this woman, it could even be another woman, but it sounds like it has to be.
So this wouldn't be a. This would not be a Psula with her, because since this would be just be a Znus, not be a Psula. Okay. Okay, well, wait till we get to Sota. What? It doesn't disqualify her. It's us. I mean, it's not something we're advising Chas V'Shalom. But it's not the same level. Okay, so that's the case we just created of where it was Bala Arusa Bebes Avia. So there was Bia of Bias Boel before Bias, so Bias Baal before Bias Boel. So Gemara says, going according this logic now, the Chavasa, according to this, Gavi Shemeres Yavam, Shebala Yavam Bebes Chamea. So let's say it's a case Shemeres Yavam. We have the four cases above, two cases above. It was a Arusa and Nesua, and then the Shemeres Yavam and Kenusa. So now we're going to say the case Shemeres Yavam is Shebala Yavam was Bala while she was back in her father-in-law's house. So if that's the case, if he was Baal on the Shemeres Yavam, it's the same scenario before the steer took place with the Shemeres Yavam and the other man, then Shemeres Yavam Karizlai, Yishma'al Yehi. Because if he was Baal on the Shemeres Yavam, we said it's going to be a Yibum, it's a Yibum. And Rashi says on the top, but we're not yet, we'll read actually one more line in the Gemara here, Deha Amarav Kana L'chol. It's kind of like everything. And Rashi explains, kind of like all, b'bias shogi gemezid. We had that whole mission, the first parak, not the first mission of the fourth or fifth parak, that b'im b'shogi, b'im b'mezid, b'im b'ratzen, and all these different scenarios, it's going to work.
It
was this parak, yeah. Oh, it was this parak, okay. Now, Rabbi points out, well, why can't you just say it was b'ya shalol l'shem? Why don't you have, you could have said it's a b'ya shalol l'kavana. Right? Like mitzvah.
Onas. Yeah.
So, but this onus is another case. But let's say it was like dafka, negative kavana. Onus is just against the will. But it wasn't necessarily negative kavana. It was just against the will. Let's say I say this bia is not for the purpose of yibum. Why couldn't the Gemara say that's the case? And still Shomer's Yavim could be there was bia. But it wasn't yibum because we had kavana not for the purpose of yibum. So Rabbi Kivayger thinks it doesn't work for yibum. If you try to have negative kavana for yibum, for bias bia, for bias yibum, it will not work. Most areas of halacha we say negative kavana does work. You could say I'm doing a maisa, I'm having dafka kavana that this is not for the mitzvah. Usually it works. Here it doesn't work. So either way, so if it's the case of bia by Shemeres Yavam, the bia is going to be a complete marriage, and therefore, what? And then it won't be then Shemeres Yavam, right? You can't have a Shemeres Yavam case. So then the Gemara says no. This goes according to Kishmuel, not like Rab. Kishmuel de Amar lo kana el dvarm ha'amurim b'parsha. So, this only makes sense if you hold like Shmuel that a B.S. Yibum is not a full-fledged wife. It's only with respect to the things mentioned in the Torah, and therefore it is still she still has the status of a Shemeres Yavam, and the Sota will be effective in a case of Shemeres Yavam. Everything works out well now. Beautiful. So then the Gemara says...
That was Dafka by Bia Grua, right? Rabin Shmuel. Shmuel would hold if you do a regular bia by Yavama, L'shem Mitzvah, everything
right.
Is kosher, then she's a full fledged wife.
Exactly.
Right? We're just talking about the bia grua.
I guess, right, bia, I guess, bia shogeg or bia smezid or one of these cases, right?
All
right. Right. So then the Gemara says, Namidu time el Rav. So we're saying now the Bryce above only makes sense according to Rav, this whole discussion. So what's Shmuel going to do with all this, though? So I'm sorry, no, all the way around. Midu time el Rav. So. So I get basically the Gemara has a problem. Like how are you able to ignore Rav here? Homer Rav kana l'kol. So you're basically moking this whole brisa just according to Shmuel. But what's Rav going to do? Look at Rashi. Midehu taima el l'Rav. Top line. Midehu taima l'Rav. Hodim aysinan yesh chuppah l'psulos. That Rai which we brought that there is chuppah by psulos. Initially, we brought the whole proof for Rav, Damar Le'el Yeshchubal Psulos. But now, Rav Hamar Le'el, Kana L'chol, L'didei, Lo, Mitar Tehi. we tried bringing proof of Rav in the first place, that there was, he was the whole one in the whole discussion here, that Yesh Psuos L'Rav, Yesh Psuos L'Chuppah. How can we suddenly say the whole thing's not according to Rav? So Gemara says, okay. Then, Amar Rav, Kana L'Chuppah, sorry, Ha'chumai Eskinam, Kigon D'Avid Ba Mimer. It's a case of Mimer. Okay, what's the case of Mimer? Ube Shamahi. Damar Mimer, Mimer Kone, Kinyan Gamor. So Rashi says, Kigon D'Avid Mimer, V'acharkach Ba'alea, Biznus Bebeis Chameha. So there was Mimer that was done, which solidified the relationship a little bit more by the Shemer Yavam. So they're more connected. And then he was Ba'alea, the Shem's Znus Bebeis Chameha. So a Bia after Mimer, the Shem's Znus won't work. Only a Bia of Znus works for Yibum. But once you create a Mimer, so Mimer is the Kona L'Chol Davar. So they're full-fledged, there's a strong Shemer Yavam connection here. But now, you need a Bia L'Shem Nisun for it to work. A Bia L'Shem Znus doesn't work. That's the creative case the Mishnah, the Gemara comes up with. So we'll look at Rashi to explain this clear. Rashi says, Beishamahi Damri, Beperek Dalad Achim, Daf Chavtes, Maimer Kone Kinin Gamor, according to Rabbi Meir, according to Beishamai, Le'asos Arusa Gemura. She changes from a Shemer Yavam to an Arusa Gemura now. V'Friach Zikas Yibum, and now the Zika leaves. V'Sulo Makanale Be'Bias Mezid. Now a Bias Mezid doesn't work, which is a Bias Znus. El B'Mesiras Chuppah Kisha Balma, she becomes a regular woman now, and you need a regular marriage. K'damina B'Bedal Achim. U'Mishim Hachi, the question is, though, if she's now a Rusa and requires a Chuppah, why are we still calling her Shemer Yavam? So Rashi addresses this question and says, Mishim Hachi Karilei Shemer Yavam, Afil Achar Bia. So why is she called Shemer Yavam still? De'i L'Beis Hillel, Lo Olim, Maimer L'Afriach Zikas Yavamam. Because according to Beis Hillel, Maimer does not have the ability to just remove Zika entirely, v'lichal Zikas Eirusin, and allow Eirusin to bichal v'nisun, havikarnela b'bias nus legamri. According to him, it would be considered bias nus. So Beishamai holds it's not really Shemer Yavam anymore. She's really an Arusa. Right. We just call her Shemer Yavam because with respect to Beis Hillel is completely different. It's just relative to Beis Hillel's opinion, but it's really not a exact definition of Shemer Yavam. Okay, so Rashi's walking a fine line here. Had a squeeze in the definition of Shemer Yavam, a challenging Gemara in terms of reading the Pshat and the Braisa. Okay, the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case that we just created. So, Haini Arusa, that's how our question is basically what the Gemara is asking now. Haini Arusa, if we're saying that there's a Mimer, we're talking about the case of Shemer Yavam, is where they perform Mimer according to the Beis Shammai, and they're full fledged wives, at least they're full fledged Arusa, that's the same case of the first part of the Braisa, Arusa. Arusa and Shemer Yavam are now the same exact cases. So Gemara says, wait a second, L'tameich, according to your questioning, Nusua Kanusa, Lav Chad Milsi. What about the Gemara? The Braisa said, Arusa and Nusua, then it said Shemer Yavam and Kanusa. Kanusa and Nusua are the same exact cases. One just means marriage, one means bringing in, but they're both marriages. So those are also the same exact case. Ella, no, not true. Nusua Didei, Uknusa de Chavre. Nusua means his own personal marriage with her, a random woman off, not random, but a woman off the street, not off the street, but a woman who he knows. Uknusa de Chavre, he's bringing his friend, this thing in this case, his brother, I would imagine, his brother's Kanusa. Rashi says, right, Nusua de Ishta Shlo Haisa Ivamto, a woman, no previous relationship. That's Nusua. And de Chavre means of his friend, in this case, really his Ochiv, says Rashi, de Vivamto Shayach Lashon Kanisa. You bring in, you usher in your brother's Yivama. So Hachanami here too, also, when it comes to Arusa, Arusa de Dei, Vishemer Yavam de Chavre. You're right, Arusa and Shemer Yavam are now both cases, where the status is the same that they're both Arusas, but different languages are used for different contexts. And when it comes to a woman without a previous relationship with you, she's called an Arusa. When you have your brother's wife, she's called a Shemer Yavam. Now, even though she's at equal status as an Arusa, it's still called a Shemer Yavam because it's your Chaver, it's your brother's old wife. Okay.
So we end up having a riot from here? Because so we're talking about where he did this, the Shem's Nus, either Beis Chameh or after Maimer. And then after, subsequently, she had Bia with somebody else, or she had the Kinoi with somebody else. And then they got married with a Chuppah that was without Bila at that point. It was a Pasul Chuppah. And we're saying it's a Raya that you see Yesh Chuppah of Psulas.
Right. I think, yeah. So then the Gemara says, Rapapa, yeah.
The whole Raya is that is that she can drink after the chuppah. That's basically
that she could drink, exactly that. Even though it's chuppah l'psulos, we still consider tachas ishech, she's your wife, and right. And we have to just figure out all the, how to get around the technical problems of getting a bia in there without creating a chuppah with bia. We have to maintain the chuppah shelo nivala, but they're considered a bia to have bias boel, bias baal, kodem shechivas boel.
They don't come up with some kind of that maybe it's not a complete chuppah, that we wouldn't, it's only considered chuppah for sota, not for maybe a total chuppah.
No, but the problem is, because you have to...
It has to be tachas ishech.
Right, chuppah creates tachas ishech, but you're still missing the problem of shechivas baal before shechivas boel. So then the Gemara quotes from the opinion of Rav Papa Amar, Hai Tanahu, it's the following Braisa, is this opinion apparently. Braisa says that the Tanya, Ein Mekanin La, La Rusa, La Shkosa Kisher Rusa. You cannot warn an engaged woman to drink it while she's in a Rusa, Ava Mekanin Osa La Shkosa Kishinasua. You can do Kinoi to an Arusa that when we get married, I'm going to force you to drink. That's what you're allowed to do. And that's, in essence, what we've been saying up until now about the case of an Arusa. So then Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Ayidei Gilgul. What does it mean, Ayidei Gilgul? So Rashi, further down the narrow lines, Rav Nachman Amar, the last four narrow lines, Masnisin B'delo Kina V'lo Istatra. Our Mishnah is not talking about a case of Kinoi, there's no steer, none of that. Kashi Arusa, when she's Arusa, Ela Kina La Mishinasa. It's talking about a case that when she was married, he gave her kinoi, and then still vistata, and she had stira. Umashkala aide kinoi shalachshav, and you give her to drink. Based on now, they're married, nothing to do with arusa. So why is it brisa above the we mentioned from Soda mentioned arusa? Umegalaga le shvua koyamim. Once we're making her take a shvua that she was not mezana while she was married, which is the ikar reason why she's drinking now. Where Megalga all the other days, Shayisa Tachta, when she was underneath him, Mishinisarsa, for the moment that she was engaged to him, Uvnivdika, Umikan, the Gilgal Shum, and Atorah says, Rashi, this is the source that you can Megalgan Shuun on the Torah level. The Gemara Mesia talks about this. But we see from here, Arusa did not mean within, there was no Kinoi when she was Arusa. Kinoi and Stira only take place while she's in Nesua. It is just through Gilgal, once we shed a Shuun on this part of their relationship, we make a Shuun on all the relationships from the time from they were engaged, when they were engaged. And that's where Rav Nachman gets out of this whole issue. Okay. Gemara now says, Shalach Rav Chanina Mishmei de Rav Yochanan. He sent off in the name of Rav Yochanan, Ha'usa Maimer B'Yivamto. Person who does Maimer with his Yivama, V'yesh L'ach, and he has a brother, Afilu Hu Kohen, even if he's a Kohen, V'y Kohenes, and she's a Kohenes, Pasla Minachuma. So, Rashi explained, Pasla Minachuma, Ad shinich ichnos, until they actually get married. So, what's the case here? Why is she disqualified from having any of the chuma? I see, that's the point. That once he does Mimer, so in theory, any of the brothers also could perform Bia to her. Because Mimer doesn't really do anything on the Deraisa level. Either any one of the brothers could step up. But since Midirabanon, they said Mimer disqualifies all the other Bias on a Dirabanon level, and she's still considered Shomeris, she's still waiting. In theory, since one of the other brothers could perform a Bia Psula, even though it's a Psula Midirabanon, that could disqualify her. So since there's potential for Bia Psula to take place here, she's still, the Zika exists to a certain level, that's enough to disqualify her from not eating Shuma now until she gets married. This is all on a Durabana level, I believe. Even though the brothers are Kohen, and she's in a few moments, whenever they perform Bia, she's Lati Kohen, there's this little time period where she cannot eat any Shuma. So the Gemara says, Laman, who does this go according to?
This is only when they're brothers.
Exactly.
No,
right, it's only because she's being shomeris for Bia Psula. So Laman, who does this go according to? Elaim with Rabbi Meir. This goes according to Rabbi Meir, who held that Kedushin Psulin Lopasla. I think that's what Rabbi Meir was referring to, we'll see. So Emor d'amar Rabbi Meir mishtameres lebi apsula lo achla midraisa. Derbanan miyamar. So we understand by a mishtameres lebi apsula, you're not allowed to eat on a deraisa level. But did they ever say that on a derbanan level? So Rashi explains, look at three medium wide lines down, mishtameres lebi apsula. Actually, that's the first case. Let's go to the next Rashi, deraisa. Bia shi psula, deraisa could go on almana lekohen gadol. Only when you're being mishtameres for a psula deraisa. So let's say the case was she's an almana now because she just lost her husband. And one of the brothers are kohen gadol. And one of the kohen hedyo brothers performs maimer with her. There, she cannot eat truma because she's waiting. There's potentially a psula deraisa with the kohen gadol brother. But when all the brothers are just psula mederabanans, did Rabbi Meir ever say that's a case where she's disqualified from eating truma while she's waiting for the brother to complete the maisa yibum? So the Gemara says, Ella, it must be going according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon. Go according to them. So they say, Hashta de Mishameres, the Bia Psula Deraisa, Achla, the Rabban Mibai. How does that make sense? If the case is where Psula Deraisa will not disqualify her, then certainly a Psula Derban won't disqualify her either. So that can't work either according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon as well. So Ella Gemara says, it must be Ella ki asa rabbin, must be rabbi came along, amar asa ba maimer bivamto. If the one of the brothers did maimer to the yivama, divra kol achla. Everyone agrees that she's actually allowed to eat truma, if the yavam's a kohen. But yeshla ach chalal, let's say one of the brothers is mamash a chalal, divra kol eino achalas. Everyone agrees she can't eat because that's a psula deraisa. That's a mishameris la psula deraisa. Lo nechlaku, what's a machlokas? El shenasun la get. When he gave her a get. So I guess it's a case where he did mimer first and then gave her a get. Right, so let's see. So the Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ocheles, she's allowed to eat, and Rish Lakish Amar Eino Ocheles. And Rish Lakish says she can't eat. So let's see this. So Gemara continues and says that Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ocheles, she's allowed to eat, Afil Rabbi Meir. Even according to Rabbi Meir, Damar Eino Ocheles, that Rabbi Meir holds, normally she cannot eat. That's only honey mili bishtamaris labi apsula deraisa. The only time Rabbi Meir says she can't eat in this situation when one of the brothers perform mimer is if one of the other brothers is a potential psula mederaisa. Aval derban achla. In this case, we just presented where there is a mimer and then a get, the other brothers are only usher mederban unter. That will not disqualify her from eating. Meish lakish amar eino achas, she's not allowed to eat. Afilu Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, you're not allowed to eat. Damri Ocheles, that they normally say you are allowed to eat, Hani Mila Diyeshla L'Hachil B'Makam Acher. The reason why she's allowed to eat in those cases is because, in theory, this woman could get married to another Kohen and she can't eat elsewhere. L'Hacha, Kevin De'ein L'Hachil B'Makam Acher, Lo, since she cannot get married, she cannot eat Shuma anywhere else, she cannot eat Shuma either. Why can't she eat at Shuma anywhere else? That once we gave her a get, she's now considered a grusha, and a grusha is not allowed to marry a kohen and can't eat any chuma anymore. So they both go according to the opposite extremes. It's confusing so because there are like two levels of machlokism here.
This is going on the kohen, that the kohen gadol would be able to be machla somebody who is not an almana.
What do you mean?
If you ever,
not because she's a grusha.
Honey, Amili, the yeshlo, leoto kohen shehi mishtamer, shehi mishtameret leviyata psula leachil isha betruma beoto ofen, bemakom achar kegome mikreshev mishnatenu, bealmana hameureset lekohen gadol sheilu haya meares betula, hamuteret lo haya maachil betruma. This is going on the kohen that he has another option, right?
Aha, so the kohen in
he could be Michael. It's not going on her.
So how does that work out then? How could he not be Michael in this case?
Because here, once he gave a get, right, because even if she's Bat Israel or anything, if she or even if he's not alman or anything, once he gave a get to anybody, he cannot machel
her.
No kohen can machel her once she's received the get. So it's really going back
on
her then.
No. He cannot be machel any woman which he gave a get.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what it's saying. It's complicated.
Okay. Now let's just do the last two lines of two dots. V'chi tema hachanami, yishol hachila, maybe he can be machel her even after gerushin. V'chozeres, if
he takes back his grusha.
Okay, if he takes, remarries the grusha. That we're saying, he remarries her?
She goes back to her father's house.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so maybe there, if she goes back to the father's house, so she can eat. That's not him eating it. It's really her father feeding him. Her, I'm not sure. So Gemara just says, "Paska minay v'krova lebeisin anasa v'ha agidabe."
Now, whatever she eats is from the koch of our father, not the man.
But that's the answer.
Yeah.
If you want to say she can eat again, that's the answer, because it comes from the father, not because of him.
It's very complicated.
Yeah, it's confusing because there are a few layers of machlokas here.
See, that's why when it said the emel lahachem malkum achar, that's what was confusing to me, because the woman can eat if she goes.